Jesus, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence here this morning. And we just pray, Father, that as I speak, we pray that you would speak through me and that it would touch the hearts of those in here. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Love to see the growing church. I've been here since you guys became pastors here, and it is incredible. And the baby dedication, it's awesome. There's nothing like knowing the Father's heart. I have two daughters, and when they were born, it's just like it helped me understand what the Father means to us. It was incredible. So, love to see you guys growing and thriving, and that's what, God calls us to be in community, in a church. And in Pennsylvania, my wife and I plugged into a church about 2 years ago, and it's been incredible. So I want to encourage you guys, plug in, get involved, pray together, be together. It's what God has called us to do, and it's good for the others, and it's good for you and your heart. So keep it up. So when I was asked to speak, I've been studying, and God's been laying on my heart just the two greatest commandments that he has for us. And I'm going to kind of go another direction once I read these, but it's going to go off the first one. In Matthew 22:37-40, so Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." And can you take 38? Sorry, that's all you got. That's fine. So that's good. So the second greatest commandment, he tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And those are two of the greatest commandments we were given. Well, I want to go off the first one where, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. What does that mean to us? I mean, to me, it means loving him with everything I have, every facet of my life. Your thoughts, your heart, the deep love for him, then also your action. Ways to love God with all your heart can be done in many ways. It can be a relationship with him. It can be obeying and honoring God. It can be sharing Jesus with others. And then prayer. And that's where I want to take this message, prayer. Ricardo's been speaking on prayer here. He had mentioned that. You guys were preaching on that, and he asked me for a title, and I didn't have one, but I think I just came up with one, so it's going to be The Power of Prayer. And what prayer can do for us as individuals, followers of Christ, not just the relationship with him, but also for ourselves and the health for ourselves. There's so many benefits to prayer. So I want to speak on that and how vital it is as a relationship to our Heavenly Father. Prayer is to be the foundation of our relationship with God. When you look at the Israelites, when they were in Egypt, God had called them to, or he had freed them from Egypt. He loved the Israelites, and so he wanted to free them, but he also wanted their worship. Sometimes we forget that they weren't able, well, after researching this and hearing some other things on this, they weren't able to worship the Father. The Egyptians didn't allow it. At that time, they had to make sacrifices. They had to do all that. And God called Moses to free his people. He wanted to free them, yes, but he also wanted the prayers of his people and the worship of his people. And God wants our worship and prayer to him today. Our Heavenly Father longs for that prayer. It builds relationships with him. Prayer is how we talk to God. It prepares our hearts and helps us understand the voice of our Father. It's twofold. It's for him and it's for us. We can hear his voice when we are in tune with him in prayer. The direct access that we have with our Father is so important to God that he sent his only Son, Jesus, to die for us, to be the perfect sacrifice so that we can communicate with him directly. When you look at when he sent his only Son, like I said with the Israelites, they had to sacrifice, they had to go through a priest, they had all that. When God sent his Son, he tore that curtain. We no longer have to go through the priest.
Come on.
And we cannot, as a church, as a believer in Christ, we can't take that for granted. We have direct access with our Heavenly Father. Direct access. And I feel like, I know for myself personally, prayer was something in my early years of being a Christian, up and downs and all that, where it was, yeah, Mom said I'm supposed to pray, I'm supposed to do this, but I never made it a personal connection. And once I did that, and I'll share that a little bit more, but once I did that, God can connect with you and you connect with Him. And it's powerful and it's important. Yeah. And it's what God sent His Son for, His only Son. You think of sending your Son to die and to go through what He did for 32 years and to die on the cross so that He can talk to us directly. It's powerful, and it's a challenge to look at it as a, you know, let's not take it for granted. It's a powerful thing. It's amazing. So I'm going to go into Matthew 6. But when we pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees you will reward you. In some versions it says, go into your secret place, go into your private place, go into a place where you shut the door and you pray to your Father. When we talk about the foundation of what God wants us to do in prayer, this is where you build that foundation. And it doesn't mean you can't pray in public. You know, this is specific to this time, what he was saying. But what it's referring to is go into that private place and speak to your Father. Read the Word. Let Him speak to you. It's amazing when, you know, if I didn't have my place, I mean, Ricardo mentioned I'm a business owner. There's stresses that come with everything. It doesn't matter if you have... It doesn't matter if you clock in at McDonald's. It doesn't matter if you have employees. It doesn't matter what you do. There are levels of stress and anxiety that come with life.
That's right.
And having time in the secret place is, He calls us to do it, and it also will build that foundation for you. And it, I mean, there's so many benefits. I would be an absolute mess if I didn't have my secret place. You know, it is what grounds me in what I believe. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray always, and I want to read what set the stage for that statement. Paul was given his final advice to the Thessalonians. He said, "Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work, and live peacefully with each other. Brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy, encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak, be patient with everyone, so that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to all people. Always be joyful and never stop praying. Be thankful in all your circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ." You know, Jesus just, in that passage, gave the church direction on how to honor their leaders, how to live peacefully, direct, be joyful, and his advice to make all that happen is what? Prayer. Prayer. It is something we can't take lightly. I want to go to Ephesians 6:18, and this is kind of on the same note, where it says in 18, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. And setting the stage for that, I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's talking about the whole armor of God. "A final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all the armor of God so that we will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood, enemies, or against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world." And this is deep stuff.
Wow.
This is deep stuff. "Against the mighty powers of the dark world and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that we will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will stand be standing firm, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, and on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. I mean, like I said, it's deep stuff. I mean, you look at fighting against the powers of darkness, fighting against demonic forces, fighting against all of that, and the full armor of God that he asks us to live by. You know, they needed courage, strength to stand up for righteousness. And he tells us, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. You know, prayer is such an important part in our walk with God. It explains, you know, why, you know, prayer is important. It needs to be a priority. The secret time with God is important. It needs to be a priority. You know, you guys just mentioned prayer meeting on Friday evening. Yep. Attend it. Yep. Attend it. You know, that's where you as a church body, you know, it's unfortunate most of the time in the church, the prayer meetings are the least attended. You know, and I usually you get an amen from the pastor when you say that. it's true. I mean, it's what God has called us to. I know we can't always make it out. I mean, it's challenged me going through this. You know, our church does a prayer meeting before the service, a pre-service prayer. We have evening church Sunday evening, so our kids are a little harder for them to go. But it challenged me, like, what am I doing with my church? You know, we have prayer meetings. We have time of getting together as men and women. You know, it's really important to be a part of that. What actually drew us to the church when we started going is the first Sunday we went there, they called like groups of 4 to 6 to pray together. I was like, I've never been in a church that did this before. But a church of prayer, just like in your personal life, church of prayer is built on foundation. Yep. To pray together, be together in that way, and seek God's face. You know, with the baby dedication, talking to fathers, lead your families. Lead your families in prayer.
Come on.
Lead your wives in prayer.
Come on.
Pray for your family. You know, when we talk about living an example, living the way Father had asked us to, you know, mothers, spend time praying for your kids, you know, and fathers. But mothers, you know, it's a lot of us have stories if we grew up in Christian homes of mothers on their knees praying for their kids. You know, I still remember seeing my mother, and it's powerful and it means a lot. So, with all that, we still find ourselves listening to outside voices. You know, we all do it. I try hard, you know, on a daily basis, spending time with God. But there is still times when, you know, we listen to those outside voices. It creates anxiety. It can stress us out. It creates anger. It creates discontentment. I know for myself, personally, I am very future-minded. I set goals, I go for it. And it creates discontentment if I don't keep time in the Word and keep time with God. Where that has changed for me is by just spending time in prayer. Spending time in prayer. You know, you can be content. You can take care of anxiety. You know, you can take care of depression. You know, I'm not going to speak against you don't need to be on medication to take care of your anxiety. You know, and I'm not a doctor, so if you got to have it, you got to have it. But hear me here and hear my heart where God tells us in his word that we can fight those things with prayer and time with our Father.
That's good.
So let's, if that is something that challenges you, think about it. Challenge yourself. When I was preparing for this, Ricardo sent me a list, and I'm just going to read the list off of what God's voice versus the enemy's voice. God's voice stills us, and this is all stuff that you get with prayer and with time with your Father. God's voice stills us while the enemy's voice rushes you. God's voice leads you. Satan's voice pushes you. God's voice reassures you. Satan's voice frightens you. God's voice enlightens you, and the Satan's voice confuses you. God's voice encourages you, Satan's voice discourages you. God comforts you, and Satan worries you. God's voice calms you, Satan fills your mind with discontentment. God's voice convicts you, Satan's voice condemns you. I don't know about you, but I'd prefer to pray. I don't need to hear the devil's voice. Let's be a believer that prays. Prayer builds our foundation and relationship with God. I mentioned that before. When we pray, it builds a relationship with God that worship to Him. And why else? You know, that's what we're called to do. God is a good, good Father, and He wants us to prosper. So when you look at the benefits, even health-wise, you know, getting closer to God is from you gain by praying. Reduce anxiety and experience the calm of what we can experience as believers. Increase gratitude and thankfulness. Shift our focus to others. And that's another thing for myself. I used to say, oh, I can't go talk to someone. I'm not relational. Well, that's not true. Come on, I mean, I'm a believer. I have the Holy Spirit. The God calls us to be relational. And by spending time with Him, yeah, it might be a little bit harder for me, but I can still get out of my comfort zone and build a relationship with people. Relationships go both ways. And God has called us to be relational. We're supposed to minister to others. I can't minister to others if I'm afraid to go talk to them. So, you know, let that be a challenge as well. Prayer can help with that. You know, hearing from God is a benefit. Putting off temptation. What are you dealing with? What are some of your struggles? I dealt with stuff for a long time. And when I committed and said, and I still deal with stuff, but I go to God. You know, I pray. And when I spend that time with my Father, I can't always do it mornings. We got two girls that got a call for something. I'm up half the night. So sometimes it's morning, sometimes it's afternoon, sometimes before I go to bed, but I find some time within the day to spend that time with God. And when I skip a day, when I miss some time, I can sense temptation coming into my life, and I have to fight. So I encourage you to do that. You know, spend that time with Him. And then bringing out miracles. You know, the Holy Spirit works through us with healing of the sick, casting out demons, all those things. Well, if we're not connected with the Father and we don't know the Father's voice, most of the time we miss it. We miss it. And, you know, it says that in the Bible several places. You know, we are called to do that as well. I said a little bit with some of my story on how prayer has just, it's brought me peace, brought me contentment, a longing for the Holy Spirit, know God better. With my, you know, like I said, without my quiet time, I'd get a mess. So I just want to, you know, it's important. My life has to be a foundation in order to live life, you know, the way God called me to live and the calling that I have. You know, we all have different callings. We all aren't meant to be pastors, leaders in a community, McDonald's, flipping burgers, you know, whatever. We all have different callings. But whatever that is, make prayer your foundation. And it's important. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbors, you know, as those two greatest commandments say. And we can't do that. Can't do that. So in closing, I want to read, kind of bless you guys with Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and minds as you live in Christ. So, Father, we just pray today for the church here at Lansdale. And, Father, we just ask that your peace come upon this congregation, Father. We pray that if they were challenged in some way by the need of prayer and what you've called us to do in prayer,